The new pope was an official of a Vatican office that handled priest abuse cases sent to Rome. Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan says church leaders in the U.S. found Cardinal Ratzinger very open to suggestions on how to deal firmly with abuse complaints.
He's known this is a matter of intense pastoral urgency, and he has listened to us when we said we feel obliged to implement the expectations of the Holy Father and the bishops. He's a man of intense compassion, but he's a man that also knows that on this issue, some clarity, a sound message, and some firmness is good.
But Dolan cautions he doesn't know how Ratzinger will deal with the abuse issue as he becomes pope. Peter Isley of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says the new pope ought to send victims a few signs.
One is to, you know, acknowledge and recognize it as a global problem and to really push for human rights for children around the world. And first, by doing that himself, is to make sure that human rights are protected, of children are protected within the church. So zero tolerance policy, disciplined cardinals and bishops that have moved sex offenders around, which he'll know who those are, of course, given the job he had.
Isley says he's glad Cardinal Ratzinger recently reopened an investigation involving a high-profile Mexican priest who was a known sex offender. Overall, the new pope is said to be a church conservative who may not do much for allowing women to be Catholic priests or to let priests marry. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.